President Trump on Rose Garden Brawl, Gorka Wins Big. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2019. President Trump weighed in on the brawl that broke out in the Rose Garden following a Thursday afternoon press conference attended by conservative influencers, who were there for the social media summit, and the establishment media. According to a tweet posted Friday, the president is putting money on his former deputy assistant, Sebastian Gorka. At Seb Gorka Wins Big, no contest. He tweeted Friday. The brawl, which was captured on video, broke out after Playboy reporter Brian Karam, who was seemingly perturbed by the presence of conservative influencers and media figures sitting in front of him at the press conference, remarked that the conservative figures were a group of people who are eager for demonic possession, triggering laughs from his media buddies. Gorka overheard the remark and called him out for his lack of objectivity as a journalist. "And you're a journalist, right?" Gorka said. At that point, Karam shouted back, suggesting that the two should take the conversation outside, signifying things could get ugly physically. "Hey, come on over here and talk to me, brother," Karam said. "We can go outside and have a long conversation. You're threatening me now in the White House, in the Rose Garden. Threatening me in the Rose Garden," Gorka said, approaching Karam. "You're a punk. You're not a journalist. You're a punk," Gorka shouted. "Go home. Go home. Hey, Gorka, get a job," Karam said as Gorka walked away. "Hey, just for the record, he'd kick your punk ass," Jim Hansen, who captured the moment, shouted to Karam. The fight did not end there. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas tried to defuse the situation. "I'm on the same team as you. We're both journalists. We're both investigative reporters. All I ask is, do your job," he said. Joy Villa followed, urging the establishment media to refrain from reporting fake news. Karam was not having it and took issue with her self-description as a citizen journalist. "When you have a staff of people that verify your facts, then you can call yourself a reporter," he said in what seemed to be an attempt to puff up his status as a real journalist. "You have an opinion. Label yourself as an opinion." "You should label yourself as an opinion," Villa shot back. "I do. And when I write a feature, it's labeled news," Karam claimed. Interestingly, New York Times correspondent Katie Rogers' video of the dust-up originally went viral, but her version failed to capture Karam inviting Gorka to take the heated conversation outside. The full video shows that Gorka only got up after Karam provoked him with a threat. Nothing like getting a member of the fake news challenge you to a fight when you were both standing in the Rose Garden of the White House, he tweeted. "These people are not journalists. They're punks and political saboteurs." He also acknowledged Trump's support.